Hello there, everyone. Welcome back to the Senior Stories podcast. My name is Sam Gerard. I am one of the hosts. Some of these are going to be done by Abby, not sure which ones. But this week episode on the podcast, or video, not video, audio, wherever this is going to be, we have the very special guest of having our senior, our leader, Kwame.
What's up, guys?
Kwame is a senior here at UW-Madison. And Kwame, why don't you just introduce yourself a little bit to us, you know, just in case people don't know you. If they don't, it's a tragedy. But just in case, what's your name? Where are you from? What's next for you? What's your major?
Right. Yeah. So my name is Kwame. I'm a senior here, as Sam said. I'm majoring in biochemistry. So I'm going to be graduating this semester here. And I might actually be in Madison again next fall. I applied to the graduate school here for the program in biochemistry as well. So I think I'll be back in Madison for next fall, but I'm actually from Maryland. So I'm going to school kind of far from home.
Wow. Yeah. The whole point of this sort of podcast is to just kind of hear your story, Kwame, you know, what your experience here at college has been like, what sort of the role, I mean, obviously it's for Chi Alpha, so a little bit, you know, how Chi Alpha has played into that. But we want to start it off with, same question I've started off all these ones with, is what is the most memorable thing that happened to you your freshman year of college?
I think one of the most memorable things that happened to me, not necessarily good, but I think I'll definitely remember this. So when I was a freshman, I didn't know how the bus systems worked. And I was getting food from, I don't know where, but it was somewhere on like near the Capitol on State Street. So it's pretty late at night. I take the bus near the Capitol and I'm thinking it's going to go from towards the Capitol, like down State Street towards Johnson, and then go eventually towards Lakeshore, or at least that side of campus.
Yeah.
The bus actually goes around the Capitol and goes it keeps going all the way towards the east side of Madison. And I'm the whole time I'm thinking, okay, it's going to turn around. And it just keeps going towards the east side of Madison. And I'm like, all right, none of this looks familiar. I should probably like ask the bus driver where this is going. And the bus driver tells me that it's going to the station, like the bus station all the way in the east side of Madison.
Oh my gosh.
And so I had to get off. I think the bus had drove already like 7 to 8 minutes outside of the Capitol. And so that would have been like a 35-minute walk or a 40-minute walk from the Capitol. And I didn't know if there are other buses coming. So I walked from 40 minutes outside of the Capitol towards the Capitol, and then had to walk all the way back from the Capitol to Bradley, which is where I lived my freshman year.
Oh my gosh.
It was about 2 to 3 hours. I don't think I'll ever forget that.
Dude, I feel you. I also got lost on a bus. I'll never forget the two. It was the two. The bus, the two. I got on it, trying to go to Target. Got the Target, trying to go back, but I got on like the same. I went to the same bus stop that I got dropped off at. Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know, that it would take me back, but no, the two went further, and I was like in the middle of like Fitchburg, just lost.
Yeah, right. It's something else.
Well, how did it go from lost freshman on the bus systems to getting plugged into Chi Alpha? What was sort of the story behind that? How'd you hear about it? How'd you find out? Why'd you show up?
Mm-hmm. I think it's funny we're talking about how I was physically lost, but because I think freshman year also, I was almost spiritually lost. Mm-hmm. Although I did grow up in a Christian household, but mm-hmm. how I got involved in Chi Alpha was that I had gone to a friend of mine had invited me to a different Christian organization. And so I went there to check it out. And they had a mutual friend who was also going to be attending Chi Alpha. So they also invited me to Chi Alpha, and I kind of missed the first week. And the second week they invited me to Chi Alpha again. And I said, okay, I'm going to check it out. And so it was through that friend of the mutual friend who invited me to the different organization that I ended up attending Chi Alpha for the first time. So wow. That's how I actually knew what Chi Alpha was and got into Chi Alpha.
Yeah. So once you got there, you know, what about Chi Alpha made you want to stay? I know, you know, this year you're leading a small group, you've led a small group in the past. You know, what made you want to continue going to Chi Alpha and then eventually become a leader with Chi Alpha?
I think it was just the people there. And I know that's a very like cliche answer, or it's an expected answer, but really, I think it was just how the people related to me. So more than other student orgs or other Christian student orgs, when I got there, the people genuinely wanted to know me as opposed to straight up asking every single like spiritual question about me, you know? Mm-hmm. When the students, and even the students, when they approached me, they asked me questions about myself, about my home life, about what I'd like to do, what I'm doing here, as opposed to like coming on right off the bat, asking me, how is your relationship with God? Because I think at the time, a sort of question, like I was asked that question by other student orgs, and it was kind of daunting not being in a great place at the time.
Yeah.
But being able to relate to the students and hang out with them outside of Chi Alpha and develop friendships in that sense kept me coming back. And it kept me coming back. And then eventually I joined a small group my second semester in Chi Alpha. And then just being able to see how my small group leader at the time, Lars, led. I mean, I really enjoyed that dynamic with everyone, and that's why I decided to stay and eventually lead my second year.
Yeah, how has leading with Chi Alpha gone for you?
Oh, it's been great. Leading with Chi Alpha has been so fulfilling because I feel like I've grown a lot. The first year of me leading, which was my sophomore year, I led with a great friend of mine, Charlie. And that year was both our first times leading, and we had our ups and downs. There were times where we both thought the other person was going to prepare the small group message. There were times where we were both, or at least one of us were busy, or both of us were busy, so we thought about, should we even like make a small group a thing today? Yeah. But it was definitely fulfilling because as we got to grow, we got to develop friendships, especially in that small group, that I all of the guys in that small group from my sophomore year, I still talk to, you know? Mm-hmm. And even just leading last year was fulfilling as well because I got to lead with Alan and got to become closer with him. And then leading this year by myself, that's also been great because I've had to actually take a lot of the responsibility and keep myself accountable, which was one thing that sometimes I struggled with. I'd let other people take responsibility, but this year I've grown and been able to take responsibility and keep myself accountable. So it's been very fulfilling, and I've grown in my faith a lot through that.
Yeah, I think the progression is like something that's so cool. Like when you see like, you know, how does it look differently leading each year? Cause I mean, my first time I led a small group my sophomore year, it was a similar story where it was me and one other guy. And there was like weeks where like multiple weeks on end where only one person would show up, and we're like, you know, what are we doing? Like, what did we do wrong? Like sometimes it'd be miscommunication, stuff like that. But I think it was one of the most, I mean, I learned the most from that small group into being able to run, you know, I don't want to say more successful, but like, you know, small groups had higher people where I had more of responsibility and there was more of like a structure around it.
Right.
So I think it's super cool to hear that from you. How has Chi Alpha shaped your college experience? Like, how do you think your college experience would have looked differently if you hadn't been in Chi Alpha?
I think it would have looked vastly different if I was not in Chi Alpha. I think Chi Alpha has played a huge role in my college experience. And I say this because to me, Chi Alpha has almost developed into a home, like a safe place, you know? And now we don't meet in person, but when we used to meet in person, whether it was my sophomore or junior year, there would be times where I would be struggling throughout the week a lot, whether it's academically, or spiritually or mentally, but just to know that I could fellowship with other people on Monday nights, just to know that I could fellowship with my small group. I think those were the best days of my week. I would really look forward to those. So for me, Chi Alpha has played more of a role than just a weekly Christian org that I attend. You know, it's been mentally kind of a blessing. It's been spiritually, it's been a blessing spiritually as well. It's just been so fulfilling that I can tell right now that if I hadn't had that community, if I hadn't had Chi Alpha, I know for a fact that I would have broken down more, you know, through my college career. I would have had a lot more, maybe anxiety, and that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
So Chi Alpha is along with just helping me spiritually, it's formed for me some of my closest friendships. It's formed for me like a community, where I can just be comfortable and be at home, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, looking at kind of your college career, if you could go back on anything and maybe change one thing, what do you think you'd change, do differently, or why, and why?
I think one thing I'd do differently was my sophomore year. So my freshman year, I was great, came off a fantastic year, right? I was making rediscoveries in my faith. I was forming new friendships. Academically, I was doing excellent. And my sophomore year, I kind of took too much upon myself. And it was mostly academically, you know. But it was also some part in friendships where I was trying to do so much for a lot of people. And academically, I took on 18 credits the first semester. And then 18 credits with a lab. I had a lab at the time, an independent research study. That was only one credit, but they had me coming in like 8 to 9 hours a week. So it was 3 credits of work. And then I followed that up with a 17 credit semester with the same independent research lab credit, which was only worth one on the transcript, but also had me coming in 8 to 9 hours a week.
Oh my gosh.
And so I remember both of those semesters with some of my most difficult classes. I mean, I was frequently getting burned out. I had never, ever felt burned out. I mean, even in high school, when I would wake up at 6 a.m. to get ready for school and would come back at like 4 or 5 after extracurricular activities, I had never felt as much burned out as I did that year. Because, I mean, sometimes I couldn't even start my homework till 9. That's when I had the first opportunity to start my homework. And so I think just taking too much credits and doing too much. I was also working a job at the time where I'd have to travel to a high school and then take the bus back. So I think putting too much on my plate and really caused me to get burnt out. It really caused me to lose motivation and just put in half the effort because I was doing so much. I couldn't allocate my time to a lot of things. And so that's one thing that I'd say that I would do differently. Looking back at it now, I would definitely do it differently because, I mean, this semester, I'm only taking 3 required credits to graduate. I'm in more credits, obviously, but I only need like the one class I'm in to graduate. So I could definitely have saved some of those classes for this semester or last semester. So I think that's one thing I'd definitely do differently.
Thank you so much for coming on. you know, the point is kind of just to hear your story, hear, you know, how you've got to where you are now. Is there any advice that you'd like to give to, whether it's freshmen or just anyone that may come across this, you know, is there anything that you want to impart on, any wisdom that you want to impart on the people?
Yeah, I don't have much to say. I would say the only advice I have is for freshmen to make genuine friendships. So make friendships that, I mean, make friendships that are solid, that with people that you can rely on, with people who you're equally kind of seeing the friendship the same, whether it's they're not expecting too much of you or you're not expecting too much of them. They're not taking too much from you and you're not taking too much from them. Just make genuine friendships that you see are fulfilling. Because a lot of times the friend groups, I think we are the people who we surround ourselves with. And so the friend groups you're in can either be very fulfilling or very damaging. And I know for me, when I feel the best about myself, at least, it's when I'm allocating time properly to the people that I know I should be around, you know, and the people that I genuinely, or people that genuinely care about me and are kind of my true community, you know?
Yeah. Well. Wonderful advice. Loved being able to talk to you today. Thank you so much again for coming on. That's kind of all we have today. Sure. To everyone who's tuned in, thank you so much for listening. This has been Kwame's Senior Story. We'll see you next time.